Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of news to talk about here on the program today. It is the Wednesday Night Wars tonight, but unfortunately, no Lucha Underground. It's all over. It's a very, very sad day. No announcement yet of a new season. No announcement yet of when they might be back. So now all we have are the memories, except for me, because I have not watched the season finale of Lucha Underground. For all of you asking, the review of the season finale of Lucha Underground is going to take place on tomorrow's Brian and Vinny show, usual Thursday night time slot. And then after that, it's all over. I don't know what we're going to do after that. But NXT is airing tonight, Ring of Honor, obviously, TNA, the usual Wednesday Night Wars, just no Lucha Underground. So we can talk about the Wednesday Night Wars tonight, as well as Tough Enough. I watched the show this week. I was in Alaska. I didn't have a chance to watch it last week. But this was the week where, in the final three, Gigi, Sarah Lee, and Tanner, who got eliminated. In addition to that, we also had the return of John Cena to WWE television. And yes, it is official. John Cena is wrestling at SummerSlam. It will be John Cena versus Seth Rollins. And so my guess will be that based on the finish of the main event on Raw this week, probably going to get another Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins match on Raw Monday, since there was no finish. And since they're not going to be doing Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins at SummerSlam, they can redo it again on Monday. We can talk about Tough Enough. It was actually a pretty good show. Everybody had to get in the ring and do a match in front of the NXT roster, which one would think would be a pretty nerve-wracking deal for new wrestling students. They all did a very good job. We'll talk about that. Plus, I got a lot of pro wrestling and mixed martial arts news. We'll take your phone calls, all of the usual. Back in just a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Flasser is a portable spittoon and the ultimate accessory for smokeless tobacco users. It's easy to conceal in a pocket and discreet enough to be used in public without unwanted attention. You can palm it, twist the top, and empty your mouth in one smooth motion. Available in an extensive selection of sleek designs, Flassers feature the exclusive thumb lock twist cap for one-handed use. This innovation virtually eliminates the risk of spills, making it ideal where you are on the go. It's great for NASCAR races, hunting, fishing, and more. Visit Flasser.com or call 1-800-476-5600.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Here to talk all of the news in wrestling and mixed martial arts, and there's a lot of it today. As always, John Cena's back. He's going to be facing Seth Rollins at SummerSlam. Was anybody surprised? I know that you didn't see Tough Enough, Mike, but John Cena... Can you hear that?
I heard nothing there for a second.
Did you hear that rumbling?
I did not. What was
that?
Wow.
Hopefully some of the podcast listeners will be able to. It's almost 90 here, and we're having thunder and lightning.
Oh, my.
And it was so loud that I heard it in my headphones. So I think that some people might have been fortunate enough to hear that. But anyway, John Cena made his big return last night to Tough Enough. And he didn't outright say on Tough Enough that he was wrestling Seth Rollins, but I think that they have since confirmed it. But anyway, he shows up and you'll be stunned, Mike, to learn that he looked good as new. His nose was straight. It looked like nothing had ever happened. This man has the healing powers of the Wolverine, for a rare comic book reference on my part.
How were his eyes?
He looked fine. Everything looked fine.
He's absolutely amazing. He really is.
It was like this was taped weeks ago. They showed the picture on the big screen that they show all the time of his crooked nose, and it's like, he looks nothing like that. He's an amazing physical specimen. He did absolutely nothing on the show except give a it's funny because he comes on and he gives like a short little pep talk for everybody like that. And he's in John Cena robot mode. And immediately thereafter, they've got to call out the final three, the people in the bottom three that the audience has a chance to vote off. And The Miz says, I want Tanner in the bottom three. Tanner is the MMA fighter who's physically the best guy on the show. He wins all the challenges, he can do anything, and he had a pretty good match. And Miz's one complaint about the guy is, you don't show me enough charisma. You're too much of a robot. And I thought, my God, the irony here. And Tanner did not get voted off. The last three were Tanner and Sarah Lee and Gigi. Now, I don't know why any of the judges even bother to put Sarah Lee or Tanner in the bottom three, because they always get the most votes. It's like a waste of your vote. It's a waste of your opportunity to get rid of somebody by putting one of these two in the bottom three. And of course, Sarah Lee got by far the most votes, so she's not going anywhere. And Gigi is gone. So all of you on Twitter who were yelling at me for weeks, the Gigi, there's no way that Sarah Lee is going to be here longer than Gigi. Gigi's going to win the whole thing. I told you, I told you that she would be eliminated. And she was. And to play off a deal they did a couple of weeks ago where she threw Sara Lee under the bus and then did these big fake crocodile tears. At the end of the show, they had the slow motion shot of Gigi's big crocodile tears as she'd been eliminated. It's on her way, but she'll be back because I think they really like her. I think that any of the girls on this show, I think that when the season is over and X number of weeks go by, whatever it is in the contract, I think they're all going to get a shot in developmental. And I think that Gigi getting eliminated and coming back as a developmental worker, it'll probably be way better for her and anybody else in the long run to do it that way than to win the $250,000 and then go in there loaded into NXT. They had the entire NXT roster, by the way, stood. Actually, they lined up like 50 chairs, and all of the Tough Enough wrestlers had to get in the ring. They had an hour to put together a match, and they know nothing, by the way. They had 1 hour to put together a match, and then they called out the entire NXT roster, and they all sat in chairs, and they watched as everybody had to do a match in front of them, which would be everybody's first ever match in front of live individuals. And you would think that they would have all just botched everything possible. But instead, and granted this was edited, so I don't know how much of anything was botched, but they do like to show screw-ups and that sort of thing. So you would think if anything went really badly wrong, they would have showed it on television. Everybody did a good job.
They not only would have showed it on television, they would have built it up for drama and then thrown it to break right as they were about to show it and then come back from break and show it.
Yeah. I got to say that in terms of fundamentals, I mean, it's been well over a month for crying out loud. And if you're training every day with the WWE, you know, the trainers and whoever else is there at developmental, I mean, you should get acceptable in a month or so.
Damn.
I knew you heard that one. Wow. And there was a huge lightning clap, by the way, and the thunder came almost immediately afterwards. So it appears to be right over my house right now.
Now, is it like taking a shower? They say don't take a shower when there's a thunderstorm. Turn off your air conditioning unit when there's a thunderstorm. What is the NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration ruling when it comes to doing radio shows?
I don't know. I haven't been told anything, so I'm just hoping that nothing blows up here.
Do you have a big-ass antenna on top of your house?
I have no antennas. I have no antennas. But there are transformers in here, which a little concerning. But this just in, Seattle Parks and Recreation temporarily closes all outdoor aquatic facilities due to weather. So it's a good thing I'm not broadcasting outside. That's what I've come to the conclusion
here. By a pool, that would be bad.
Yeah, I'm not broadcasting from the hot tub, which I don't have. So anyway, everybody gets in the ring on Tough Enough, and they did great. I mean, it wasn't like they were blowing anybody away or they were better than anybody in NXT, but in terms of people who started largely from scratch, because virtually everybody who's on the show now, I mean, they've gotten rid of the guys who actually have done wrestling before, like Chelsea is gone, for example. So they all did a pretty good job. So I would guess that from here on out, anybody eliminated is likely going to end up with a developmental deal, or at least a chance in developmental. So
I'm sure if you look like Gigi, you get a better shot of getting a deal in developmental. But
Did
any of the NXT people heckle any of the people?
No. It's funny because the NXT audience knew exactly what to do as fans. They're cheering. They're chanting. The one thing that went wrong for Gigi in the match is that they were doing, her and Tanner had been teamed up because there's only three girls left. And so Amanda and Sara Lee wrestled each other in a Divas match. And then Gigi, since there were no other women, she had to go with Tanner as the thunder rolls here. So their story was that Tanner had cheated on Gigi with her best friend or something like that. And so now Gigi wanted to kill the guy. That was the story that they'd put together. And so Gigi is going to be the babyface. But they stand there in front of the NXT audience, and Chris Jericho announces, in this corner from wherever, Casper, Wyoming, it's Tanner! And the NXT audience all goes, boo! And then he goes, and in this corner, the spurned lover, something like that, here's Gigi! And the fans go, boo! And Chris Jericho pauses and he goes, she's the baby face. And then they went, yay! But the point in the thing at the end was, you're supposed to be a babyface, and everybody booed you. So you need to work on that aspect of your personality. You're supposed to get the people into the match cheering for you without somebody having to explain to the audience that you are the good guy. So that kind of worked against her. But I was told from somebody there that Gigi
is very
hot.
Remember when guys like Jericho, she is hot, lips and the hair and everything. But remember when guys like Jericho would actually have to go get in the car and go actually learn that organically from crowds on how to be a certain way?
Oh, yeah.
And is it not universally accepted that being a babyface is being is far tougher than being a heel for a young person as well?
Well, being a babyface is much easier for, like, Sarah Lee, for example, because her issue is she just can't stop smiling. And Booker T is
I don't know, Albie's a damn heel to me.
Oh, man, he cut a promo on her about smiling afterwards. But, I mean, for everybody else, it's much easier to be hated than it is to be liked. Everybody except Sarah Lee and ZZ. Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. It is now pouring rain, but hopefully we'll not have any more gigantic thunderclaps interrupting the program here today. I don't really have anything else to say about Tough Enough. I like the show. It's grown on me. But you know what, Mike? We're never going to see it again. Because it's dying in the ratings. But you know what's not dying in the ratings? Is Raw. Raw did the highest rating in 2 months, the highest number since the death of Dusty Rhodes on June 15th. And first hour, 3.79 million viewers. Second hour, 3.95 million.
Finally.
And the third hour, 3.78 million. Man, they are lucky they didn't acknowledge it was from Everett. Because God knows how that would have affected the television rating right there.
But, oh, absolutely. It really bothered me as a person in a small town that it came from Seattle. I was dazzled by the fact that WWE was able to run a big old city like Seattle.
Yeah, I think that part of the reason that the rating was so big was that myself and Craig were on the big screen. I think that really was a rating straw, especially Craig's Jaws-like head that snuck into the frame.
That did pop a rating for me.
You know what's funny is Craig last night goes, are you trying to tell me that my head goes to a point? Like, he's baffled. And I've been looking at this photo of Craig and his big smile photobombing the Green Arrow over and over again, and his head comes to a point.
And it's not even that it comes to a point. It's just that, like, when you would think of a shark, like, just jumping north out of the water or straight up out of the water, and you get that white part, and you know, the mouth is that. That's, yes. I don't know. It's hard to explain, I guess, if you don't see it. But it's hard to believe that you won't see it. Once you look at the picture, and you should probably retweet this again. I'll retweet it as well.
Yes, you retweet it, and I'll send it out.
It's exactly what it looks like.
He's
so happy again. He is just so joyous. He is like a big five-year-old. He really was. He's taking the picture. Look at me. I'm at the wrestling show. I got these great seats. I got Arrow right here. Look, a superstar is right next to me. Hey, I'm on TV with the big wave. And like he said last night.
The wave? Like a shark?
Exactly. The only thing he missed was mouthing, hey, Mom. But let's be honest here. Shark wouldn't do that.
Well, he considered doing the hey mom, but the other thing just popped into his head. He was way more excited than his son was, I will say that. Although his son was pretty excited to be second row. Let's take some calls, and I got a lot more news coming up later. You are on the east of the Rockies line. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Kenny, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I've been reading about, I guess, where Dave Meltzer reported they have a backup plan in case Cena, is he still good to go for SummerSlam?
Oh, yeah. They announced on WWE.com today that Cena is in. So,
oh, okay.
No backup plan needed.
Oh, okay. Because I had a plan scenario where, you know, they could make, they had like a scenario where it could have been like Sheamus, Orton, and Rollins, like a triple threat. You could have added Owens in there. It could have been like a fatal four-way. Then that way it wouldn't look so much like a geek.
Yeah, but I think that if their backup plan would have involved Kevin Owens, then he wouldn't have eaten an RKO. I mean, they could have left him outside during that match on Monday. The way they structured the match on Monday, it was pretty clear that if John Cena wasn't able to do the match, then Randy Orton was going to get the shot. So, I mean, they could have put Owens in because he didn't get pinned, but if they were going to do that, they would have left the guy outside and he wouldn't have eaten an RKO.
Well, what I was thinking was that let's say Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, I thought you hung me up. I was just going to say, what they could have done was, you know, let's say, like, Rollins win the match, wins Community, Triple H, and Stephanie come out, they celebrate, and it's kind of like a throwback to the Raw after when Randy Orton won his first world title, where Triple H gives, like, the thumbs down, and then, you know, like, Sheamus would have come in, would have cashed in the Money in the Bank, but in a weird twist, Owens would have grabbed the bank, Money in the Bank briefcase, cash it in. He would have pinned Rollins, and he would have been the champion. I thought that would have been, it's kind of a wild card scenario, but
I don't,
you know, that might have worked.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't know if you're allowed to steal the briefcase and then cash it in. I think that's against the rules. I think the briefcase, there's a contract in there with your name on it, I think it's supposed to be the storyline. But it doesn't matter anyway. Here's the deal. It doesn't matter who Seth Rollins faces at SummerSlam because the show is being sold on Brock Lesnar versus Undertaker. So there's no reason to do any sort of convoluted scenario or complicated booking scenario or getting extra people in the match. That's all stuff you can do in September. Although you don't even need to do it in September because I'm sure this hook in September is going to be Sting. Which, by the way, if you will note, all of these hooks involve guys who are not active regulars, which is something they should probably think about. But the show is being sold on Brock and Undertaker, so you could have just done John Cena and Randy Orton, everything would have been fine. Or Seth Rollins and Randy Orton.
I like the fact that Randy Orton's just, that they called back on the fact that he's gotten the win over him at WrestleMania, and he's also got the Money in the Bank, or the victory over the Money in the Bank winner, and it was good that they had that in their back pocket. You talked about inactive regulars. At some point, we're going to get Triple H and Seth Rollins. It's hard to believe that we are not. With it being just, there's always something every single week that rankles Triple H. At some point, we're going to get that.
May even get it in Mania.
That's what I was going to ask you. Now, I know things would have to work themselves out.
Oh, no, Rock. Never mind. Sorry.
But that's the thing. If Rock can't do it, and is there any possibility that Rock is only going to be able to make an appearance in some sort of form? Let's say it's the Ronda Rousey form. So I guess what then happens? Do you do Triple H and Seth Rollins at that point? Does that mean you take the belt off of Seth Rollins at Royal Rumble and then you make your direction go for WrestleMania? Are we going to see Triple H and Seth Rollins?
I think we're going to see Triple H and Seth Rollins, but it's not going to be at WrestleMania. When Rock, you got to remember that the first time that they were going to do Rock versus Cena, they did a 1-year build. And so Rock is, he can clear his schedule a year in advance. He can make sure nothing's happening during that period. I'm not worried about Rock not being able to make it. So another option you have for WrestleMania, which I think is more likely than Hunter versus Rollins, is you do something where all three of the Shield members face each other in a three-way, which is something they've been talking about for a few years now. It's never happened. Closest we got was that four-way where they got together and all did the triple powerbomb spot. But
I know it's easy to cool off Dean Ambrose in some ways, but damn, you're just really screwing Roman Reigns in that case.
No, it could be for the title.
But that's the whole. You think anybody's going to boo Dean Ambrose over Roman Reigns? That's my big problem
boo
with
him?
Turning.
What do you mean?
Well, this is my big problem with turning Dean Ambrose on Roman Reigns. He's still probably going to get more reaction. He's probably going to get more cheers. How does that help Roman Reigns?
Well, listen, here's what you do. You keep Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns buddies, these great buddies who love
pals.
Each other and would do anything for each other.
That's his pal.
All year long. And then Seth is still the heel champion going into Mania. And granted, this is a long time. I'm not sure how you're going to hold this out without it getting boring. But Roman Reigns pins Dean Ambrose to win the title. He pins his best buddy. And that's his heel turn. And now he's the champion. And who cares if people don't like it, because he's being booed anyway. And you've got two ready-made feuds right there.
You know, I think I've given them credit when it comes to Roman Reigns and their want to stick behind him. And I don't blame a lot of things that have happened on him, whether it be the Daniel Bryan stuff or his scripting or no matter what it is. And he seems a lot more natural hanging out with his buddy and his pal Dean Ambrose. But he's probably, if they're going to get him over as their next big star, it's getting to the point where you better look at WrestleMania. You got to look at WrestleMania anyway, but him being a heel and being just the biggest, stinkingest heel he possibly can be, you know, and anybody turning on him, I think there's been enough heartache and disappointment and things swept out from under him that you can put in the video package, you know, that by the time WrestleMania rolls around, where, you know, he can try to sell everybody on the fact that, you know, this is what everybody's done to me and I've got to, you know, I've got to be this way to get where I want to be. But it's going to be being a heel is probably where he's going to get where they want him to be.
East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Good afternoon. This is Steven from San Antonio.
What's happening?
Hey, so it turns out that Seth Harvey Oswald couldn't finish the job with John Cena after all.
No.
I thought that he could have done it, but sadly, no.
What he needed was a conspiracy.
I know, right? That, you know, top hat, monocle, you know, could have done it properly right at that point.
But he is a really good snidely whiplash, isn't he?
Acting as a lone gunman was not enough for Seth Rollins.
I know. Poor guy. But, hey, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Let's go ahead and make the show interesting. Kevin Dunn.
Yeah?
Have you heard about this whole Kevin Dunn movement?
I've heard about a movement that started based on something that Dave reported, except he didn't report it.
What is this movement? Yeah, what is all of this hullabaloo about? Mistake report.
According to my Twitter feed, because apparently that's the most reliable information I have. Monday night, I think it was Kevin Owens that was in the ring with some other people, and then Randy Orton came out, made a comment about him being fat. And, you know, Kevin Owens was like, no. And apparently that conversation alone was of a Kevin Dunn nature that, you know, probably Kevin Dunn had something to do with that question that Orton had made towards Owen. And so ever since then, it's been like this, I guess people are like just coming out of the woodwork going, oh, yeah, that's a Kevin Dunn move, all right. Only Kevin Dunn would make questions that just, would have performers say that to Owens and stuff like that.
All right. Well, listen, I'll talk about this after the break. I want to thank you very much for the call. We'll be back in just a moment, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Had a caller asking about this Kevin Dunn movement that is all over Twitter. Are people just now figuring out that Kevin Dunn and Vince McMahon feed people lines? Where was the outrage to fire Kevin Dunn when the Piggy James angle was going on, for example? Everyone's mad that they've referenced that Kevin Owens is fat.
Well, to be fair, that when it comes at least to the Piggy James one, there were a lot of people that were blown away of something of that nature and that type of thing being brought to national TV when it absolutely didn't need to. But, look at their reaction. Look at his reaction to Craig and appearing on screen. It's amazing because, and obviously Jim Cornette has been the most vocal about this, but you hear people describe Kevin Dunn and his looks. And, when it comes to Vince, obviously you know why looks are important to him and who he compares everyone to, which is himself. But it's interesting to hear people talk about Kevin Dunn looking the way he does and how he is described waylaying people for how they look. But he's got
But Kevin Dunn is in the back.
I know.
I don't even want to sit here like I'm. Listen, if Kevin Dunn were gone, it probably would be a much better product because there wouldn't be all of this weirdness that we have to put up with where people don't like this, they don't like
that.
Plus,
it would be fresh eyeballs.
We'd have some accents. But the point of this is Kevin Owens is employed, or whatever you want to call it, contracted to WWE. And they don't like that he's that fat. This is not the first time that comments have been made. There have been comments made in several shows now where people asking, Kevin, did you just get back from catering? There was a gimmick in catering. There have been moments on Raw where Kevin Owens made fun of other people for being fat. He was wrestling Rusev and he tried to pull him away from the ropes and he said, my God, lose some weight. So it's not like people are only making fun of Kevin Owens for being fat. Does nobody watch NXT where there is a whole storyline based on Bull Dempsey being too fat? If you want to be a producer or if you want to have any job in the world, be as fat as you want. But in WWE, you know that they don't like it when you go on television and you're too fat. What more do you want me to say?
I don't know. They've never.
They're in charge.
They've never liked fat people.
They're in charge.
Unless you're Bastion Booger, and they didn't like him either. But
if UFC
Buddy
wants
Rose,
you to wear Reebok, they're in charge. WWE wants you to cut your hair off. They're in charge. If they don't want you to be too fat, they're in charge.
Lots of guys. Fatties.
I just don't get what the big deal is here. Your boss doesn't want you to look like that. Your boss doesn't want you to look like that.
You've got requirements.
Yeah. I can't sit out here and belch on air all day. Maybe I want to. I can't. It's my job. I probably could belch out here all day if I wanted to, but nobody would listen. Let's go to the phones. Parts unknown, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Ed in San Antonio.
Yes, Ed.
Speaking of belching on air.
And fat. I'm kidding, Ed. You've lost a lot of weight.
I'm going to give you... Well, thank you, Brian. I appreciate that. And I'm going to give you my scenario of how they're going to try and get rid of ZZ next week.
Oh, a conspiracy. Okay? I like
if
these.
If you noticed, like, about 2 weeks ago, that's when the big uproar was that they've had it with him. They want to get rid of him. But he hasn't been on the bottom three since. And the reason I think they did that is because they wanted to just bury him as much as possible for the past 2 weeks, push Josh as much as possible, the past 2 weeks. So it's going to come down to the three guys, and I think they're going to have Daniel Bryan save Tanner in hopes that Josh gets more votes than ZZ and they can get rid of him. But I'm hoping that backfires and Josh gets eliminated and Vince McMahon has a conniption backstage.
It's quite the... Okay, so Ed, I got a better idea. Why not... All right, here's a good one for you. How about you put Tanner and ZZ and Sarah Lee in the bottom three?
I was actually going to mention that if they wanted to play dirty pool, that they could do that. But
it also wouldn't happen because there's no way that Daniel Bryan...
They could eliminate one woman, and then they don't have a finalist for the last one. So I think they might not do that, but if they really want to be... screw it. I think they could do that.
Well, the other issue, Ed, I want to thank you very much for the call. The other issue is that there's no logical reason that Daniel Bryan, the only guy who has not made a save this season, would save Tanner. I mean, they would have to do something amazing on the show for Daniel Bryan to finally go, okay, well, I'm going to use my one save on Tanner. So that's the only problem with that scenario there. Let's go to Ryan, who I believe is in Cumberland. Is that correct, Ryan?
That's correct. And I have a scenario that would have improved the Tough Enough ratings by about double. I would have taken second generation.
Whoa, hold on, Ryan. Your idea is going to bring them from 900,000 viewers to 1.8 million viewers?
I can guarantee it. I can tell you it's an easy scenario.
Guaranteed?
All you have to do is bring second-generation wrestlers that never got a shot that are really famous, like Roddy Piper's son, Sid Vicious's son, Dory Funk's son, Stu Hart has a grandson out there, Amy Henning, and there's a whole list of them, like Don Morocco has a son that's never got a shot. You put half of those against half of the best from the current cast, like ZZ and Sara Lee, and I think you'd have a winner. You even throw in Trina Michaels and get a different demographic off of that. And
different demographic. Ryan, here's the problem with your scenario. Every single one of those names that you mentioned would be as obscure to the USA Network viewers as everybody they have on Tough Enough right now.
Well, you could bring in, like, the fathers, you know, and I think that would bring some of the old school, like, as, like, a visit, you know, like a 5 or 10
Can you imagine the train wreck that Vader would be on a reality show?
Ryan, I want to thank you very much for the call. I'm afraid that I would guarantee that your idea would not double the viewership. But here's what could double the viewership. In fact, I guarantee that this would get 1.8 million viewers or more. Your Tough Enough cast is John Cena, Randy Orton, Seth Rollins, The Big Show, Mark Henry, and Kevin Owens. Those six guys. And they all got to go through the whole rigmarole. You make them do the goofy obstacle courses. You make them go across the ladder or whatever. You make them start over in the ring. Then maybe you've got something right there with the big stars.
Expose your stars like that. You need to do a Tough Enough redemption where Zack Ryder not only competes on the show, but he hosts it. And it's a bunch
get all the mid-card geeks?
Get up with the mid-card. These guys are, most of these guys are way under-card, you know, the Ascension. get a bunch of guys on there like that, and then, you know, they can vote each other off the island.
I got some news here. This is from MMAfighting.com. Part of Anderson Silva's defense in a steroid case with the Nevada Athletic Commission will be that his use of sexual performance medication tainted his drug test result. Silva will go before the NAC for a disciplinary hearing Thursday, following multiple failed tests in and out of competition for performance-enhancing drugs in January. The former UFC middleweight champion is denying he knowingly took any kind of steroids, but part of his defense will be that sexual performance medication and another supplement contaminated the test results, according to the answer to the NAC complaint obtained Tuesday by MMAfighting.com. He believes that these supplements, for the purpose of enhancing sexual performance, could have contained androstane. Good luck with that one.
Well, I think you needed to move on from, you know, the healing the bone in your leg because, you know.
Excuse me?
The actual leg that he had broken. Remember, there was the claim
Yes, he shattered his...
And steroids.
Something you are.
Yeah, it helped him fix that. There was being floated around, and that one went away now. So I guess you have to blame it on something else other than you just decided to take a performance enhancer because you take performance enhancers, you know, like every other athlete who claims a bunch of nonsense and garbage like this. And it's really very simple when it is so easy to get Viagra and Cialis and whatever the other one is. To have those things tested, and once again, even if you did somehow, some way, take some sort of wacky performance enhancer for your little Anderson, and you didn't get it from a doctor and you got it from some merchant in Rio, tough. You took it, and those are the breaks. That's how that works. So you can bring up all of these BS excuses. If I'm Anderson Silva, just shut up. Take what's coming to you in Las Vegas or for the Nevada State Athletic Commission and be done with it, because this is stupid. It was stupid about the broken leg. It's stupid now when it comes to he took something for you know, sexual performance. It's just shut up and just don't say, if you don't want to admit to it, fine. Just don't say anything at all, because this is just dumb.
I got to say one thing, though. I got to say one thing. The idea that Anderson Silva, I mean, think of all of the tainted supplement defenses that we've heard over the years. I got this supplement. I got that supplement. I was taking this for this or that. Anderson Silva has alerted the world that he was using a sexual performance aid. That's pretty embarrassing. Which kind of makes me think, maybe he's telling the truth.
Yeah, but here's... But
there's a million excuses less
embarrassing
than that.
That's exactly what they would want you to believe. But, Brian, the thing with, like, a lot of these, you know, those types of performance enhancers, people, much of the time, because it really is relatively easy to get prescriptions and to get this stuff because of the amount of money that's in it, it's not like people are using this because they're like 70-year-old men with heart conditions. They can't get it up anymore. They're taking it because it's a performance enhancer, and they're taking it recreationally. And it's available so widely spread out there. I mean, for him to go to the drugstore and pick up a packet of synthetic, like, whatever it is, you know, horny goat weed or ginseng, I mean, it's just so incredibly ridiculous.
Couple of other notes. First, some stuff from Twitter here. Ed is claiming, forget Dungate. There is a Twitter group upset with Brian for skinny shaming Summer on Observer Live. Wow. I'm unaware of
skinny.
That. She's very skinny. Laura says, my idea, I'm presuming it's my idea, not Ryan's, would triple the Tough Enough ratings. And this person here says...
really?
Yeah.
That was it?
Kevin Dunn was only a tailored trend. It's not as many people as the caller claims. And Nick here says, I think the girls aren't even eligible to be in the bottom three next week because there's only two left. Byron was telling them they had 2 weeks off. So it'll apparently be all of the guys next week.
Mm.
And we'll find out what happens there. One other thing, an MMA-related note. Two things, actually. First off, early odds for the upcoming Conor McGregor-Jose Aldo fight. Conor McGregor, -190, and Jose Aldo, +155. Conor is the favorite. And I got one more thing to talk about. We'll get to it after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. you'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This family is at home. But they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I know that a lot of people had been talking about the idea of Cathal Pendred as CM Punk's first opponent. Some people were like, who? But let me tell you something. If you go on Twitter, CM Punk's Twitter, him and Pendred are having the greatest verbal Twitter battle back and forth. And I am now confident that if you did some sort of countdown special and you just put a camera in front of both of these guys and you let them cut promos on each other, this is a money match. These guys are great together. Have you checked this out, Mike?
I'm checking it out right now. It's the only thing that I could say that makes Cathal Pendred interesting is going back and forth with CM Punk here.
I don't know if the fight would be any good, but the verbal fight is great so far.
No, it's a fight with Cathal Pendred, so odds are it may not be very good.
Well, maybe it's a possibility. Who knows? They're going at it, and if you haven't checked it out yet, head up to CM Punk's Twitter and read the byplay with him and Cathal Pendred, a potential match for Punk, who is claiming he wants to fight in December, which actually would be a very big show if he could make that Vegas show with the Conor McGregor-Jose Aldo fight on the 12th. But I actually think, and this would also give him a little bit of extra time to train, although he would be older, may as well just hold him off to UFC 200. The biggest UFC of all time. You're obviously, every MMA fan is going to buy that UFC. But if you want to increase the audience significantly by getting all the pro wrestling fans, then put CM Punk on that show, and away you go. We're out of here, everybody. We got two more shows coming up today. Lance Storm is going to be on Figure Four Daily, as well as Dave Meltzer on Observer Radio. All for subscribers, only at WrestlingObserver.com. 7,000 shows available for subscribers, so check it out, WrestlingObserver.com. We'll be back tomorrow at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern with more. Thanks, everybody at Byline, Mike, as always, all of you, the listeners. Talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.